And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, man. Finishing with that amazing report from Captain Marcus, the new Loanne. Just, you know, it's rare when you can't, when Marcus doesn't have the words to describe how good the fish is.
80 to 120 and, you know, up to 180. No big ones, but, you know, just, man, what a great time.
That was really cool. We had to kind of stop it just a little short for the top of the hour. But again, if you want to get in on that crazy action on the new Loanne, that trip that Marcus mentioned, just give the guys at Point Loma Sport Fishing a call and, you know, try and jump in on that last trip. And boy, what an amazing first hour this has been, talking about all this big fish fishing, talking about all this fun fishing and yellowtail and everything else. And if you want to join us in the second hour, man, a great opportunity, Corey. We want to hear from everybody.
Absolutely, Rick. Give us a shout at 833-288-0973. We're giving away to one of the lucky callers there. We're giving away Sato crimps, a couple Swifty Spectra line cleaners, spools of that, courtesy of 310 Rod Works. Really cool. Darren, you know, super good guy. I've known him for quite a while. Super good guy. And a 2021 Bill Varney calendar. So kind of a cool deal right there. And if you want to text the show, go on the app. And if you haven't downloaded the app yet, super easy. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Just download the app and text the show. And always good questions coming in.
We've got a bunch stacked up, and we're looking forward to taking a bunch more in this second hour. But before we do that, let's continue on with our catch report, because the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, you can continue that good fishing right into the surf line. Holy smokes. You know, the best way to describe it is still summer-like conditions. You know, the water temp's still hovering around that 70-degree mark, you know, and a lot of bait in the shallows this week. And, you know, that's what's holding that bonita. Plenty of small sand crabs. The corvina is still in there. Lots of croaker, both yellowfin, spotfin, good numbers, calico bass. Mostly short white sea bass with few legal ones mixed in there. And then lots of bonita off the piers and jetties. And you just got to think it's a function of all that bait shallow. We even had a big mossback yellowtail, another one hooked, and this one was lost at the landing. We'll get to that at the end there. But hook, line, sinker reported more good action off Goleta Beach. That spot's been good for several months now. Bait schools, a small sardine, have drawn in and kept the fish there. Anglers throwing MS anchovy and electric sardine pattern flash minnows have scored halibut to 28 inches, and white sea bass, both short and legal. I think a 12-pounder was the top sea bass this week. Campus Point's been another good spot where they're hooking some sea bass. Same thing, a mix of short and just legal fish, maybe the 35 inches, something like that. Wiley's reported good calico bass fishing on the reef beaches. A shop regular took a half dozen calico bass to 4 pounds on cut squid. A few smaller perch, sand bass, short sea bass were also in the mix. Just Fishing reported several corvina catches off Torrance Beach. One angler took a 3 and a 3.5 fishing bloodworms. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported very good bonita action all around L.A. Harbor there. Off the Seal Beach Pier, San Gabriel River Jetty, 72nd Place Jetty. Fish growing up a little bit, 2 to 4 pounds maybe. Bubble and feather rigs have been the best off the piers. Spoons off the jetties. Ketchum Tackle reported the winner of the Lily Call tournament. It was a 4-pound, 2-ounce corvina.
Wow.
You're not familiar with that tournament. If they take place usually in the spring or early summer, and you have to fish inside Newport Harbor, and you have to fish with 4-pound test. And this angler was soaking a lugworm and took that nice 4-pound, 2-ounce corvina. Pacific Coast reported more good bonita fishing off the Oceanside Pier there. The fish are coming through first light and biting for a few hours in the morning, and the guys are ringing them up. 1 to 3 pound fish. I think a 6-pounder was the better fish this week. And then a heartbreak story. We had that story about that big yellowtail several weeks ago, that 50-pound class fish. Well, this angler was fishing off the rock, the jetty there at Ponto, and hooked a big one the whole thing's in the landing, and he lost it right in the rocks there. Estimated 40-pound plus yellowtail. So, you know, the water's clean inside, and like I said, lots of bait. And these are like home guard fish, and late in the season, you'll see those fish come up shallow. So that's something to think about. Just a little heavier line when you're fishing those jetties or whatever. But kind of a cool deal. We got Santa Ana's coming up, so I imagine that water will clean up even more inside. So don't put the rods away yet. We're still fishing.
Whew, man, great report, Gundy. You're not kidding. The surf's on fire this week. Well, let's hope with the good weather in the future forecast it continues. And, man, great report, buddy. Sure appreciate it.
Right on, guys. Good show. I love to listen to it. Have a good week, gentlemen.
You too, Gundy.
That's my favorite report all week, Rick.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Gundy's so good. Hey, don't forget to pick up your 2021 Bill Varney CCA calendars. Available at all tackle shops, Turner's Outdoorsmen, or you can purchase one online at surffishtackle.com. Get it today.
Right on. Appreciate that. Well, another text came through, a fun one. This says, Art, on your tackle list for 6 to 8 day trips, you suggest 7-strand wire. How does the titanium wire compare? And also, what is one Wahoo lure that you just have to bring if you're going on a fall trip? And that's from Dan in Irvine.
Good one.
Wow, yeah, 7-strand is something that we've used. I think that the titanium is also an option, either or. So I think it's more of a personal preference than anything. Just make sure that you have the right size. You know, you want 40 or 60 pounds for live bait fishing, and you want at least 60 pound for lures, and make sure that you have the right crimps.
Titanium wire is one of those things that, like, the longevity is nice because it'll last longer than a 7-strand wire would. So maybe it lasts 3 times as long, but it also costs 3 times as much. You know,
oh.
So in the long run, it probably all works out exactly the same. You know,
yeah,
it's three times more expensive, but it lasts a little longer on each one. So
yeah, and as far as a lure is concerned. Raider lures have been so successful for so long. Unfortunately, you know, I know that Fisherman's Landing Tackle has plenty in stock, but, you know, that source is going to end. And I don't know if there's an alternative that is close to that that's come out on the market yet. But Raider lures have been very, very successful. And then, you know, Dockski Bombs is something that you should probably have. They're really successful, too.
Is there a time, like, when one should consider fishing a bomb over a jig? Are they always one and the same? You know what I mean? Like, is there a scenario where a guy's at the rail and, like, well, this is when I should be fishing a bomb instead of a jig?
It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same method. You're casting it out, you're letting it sink, and you're winding it in as fast as you can. It's all about, you know, which one is more attractive,
sure.
You know? It's one that catches a wahoo's eye.
Something zipping by him.
Something zipping by, exactly. It's an opportunistic thing, you know?
I heard one of those old, you know, whatever, old-timer log range sayings a long time ago that I always like, and they said the best color and style of jig for wahoo is fast.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter what's tied on the end of the line as long
True.
As it's zipping by him.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Dan, that's a fun one for sure. Corey, why don't we jump right back into the phones?
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck Cohn from Dana Point. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
It's got rained out today, so got the pleasure to listen to another whole show. Congratulations on all your success, Art. You know, what a great boat. All the success you guys have had and to the future. But, you know,
thank you.
When this is all over, it might get kind of hard to go back to normal, all the rod space, because, you know, you got to bring 5 or 6 setups. And I don't know, it might be kind of difficult to go back. I think the limited load might be catching on, you know.
I agree, yeah. It's definitely people are willing to pay a few extra dollars to have more rail space. So it's something that I think is going to be, you know, part of our schedule. And I'm assuming it's going to be part of everybody else's schedule in the future. But there's still, you know, there's still people out there that are, you know, more than happy to go on a 3-day trip with 27 people, and there's still plenty of room.
Totally.
Yeah,
yep.
And it's affordable.
Right, right.
So,
another
yeah.
thing I was going to bring up is on these couple day trips, if you got a food thing, like you can't have meat, you might want to investigate that ahead of time, because I've seen that happen. These guys fish all day and have to have a salad because we're having steak.
You know, when you book a reservation, you know, it's important if you have dietary restrictions, whether you don't eat red meat, you don't eat pork, you're lactose intolerant, gluten-free, that sort of thing, then you need to make sure and let whoever's taking the reservation know that. And they can pass that on to the chefs. And, you know, one thing that we do at the beginning of the trip is, you know, we talk about the galley. Okay, there's, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They'll make a call, come in and have a seat, and we'll serve you type of thing. And, you know, we always say if you have a dietary restriction, then go up and introduce yourself. Mm-hmm. Hi, my name's Art. I don't eat red meat. And as long as the chefs have enough notice, then they can accommodate you. So I would strongly suggest that you do that.
They're extremely accommodating. If that's the case, they'll plan the trip around it if they know that ahead of time. But only so much you can do if your heads up is 5 minutes before.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we always have. You know, for non-red meat eaters, we always have chicken available or some sort of poultry, and invariably there's a fillet in the refrigerator. There's a piece of fish available. So just, you know, give the chefs a little notice. That's the key.
That's awesome, Chuck.
Another tip:
go ahead.
When you got too much fish, go by the firemen. They will always take it. These firehouses, they're always cooking dinner at night. They love fish.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good one for when
absolutely.
Bob was wanting a good place to donate fish to you. That's a good call.
Right?
Hey, Chuck, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Let's hit up another one, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Dave. Dave Cohn from Torrance. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Dave.
Hey, thanks a lot. I got a question for Art. Hey, Art, do tides have any effect on tuna fishing? I know it's deep water, but does that make more water movement or something on days with a big tide swing?
I think that to a certain extent, tides have an effect on all fishing. You know, when we're out in, you know, a couple thousand fathoms of water, you know, there can be some effect to, you know, what's going on with the fishing. But I think it's not as critical as when you're fishing structure and you're fishing the coast or you're fishing
the inshore
fishery. I think that there's times when it, you know, you have a lot of water movement that it can affect it, but in general, most of the time it doesn't.
And you think about it, the fullest of moons and the darkest of the moon are the greatest in tide variance, and you know that the moon itself might affect it, but maybe not the 7 feet difference in tide, but it might be the full moon that's
exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. So
you know, don't base your fishing trip on moon phase or you know whenever you can go, whenever your schedule permits. That's the time to make a reservation.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen time and time and again great fishing on and great fishing off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And poor fishing on both those cycles. I mean, it's a great excuse when things don't work out, but it's not the thing. It's not the thing you want to set your watch to.
Exactly.
Just go. You know, the fleet is so good. I appreciate the phone call very much. We had another fun text come through from our buddy Ken, calling from Pismo Beach. Wants to know if the searcher is still doing the natural history trips down the Baja Peninsula. Even as a fisherman, it's something I want to go check out.
Say that again.
Oh, it was a text wanting to know if you're still doing the natural history trips. He said even as a fisherman, it's still something that he'd really like to go check out and do the natural history trips.
We are. 2021 is a little bit uncertain.
Sure.
At this point.
With everything.
You know, we're hoping that, you know, there's a vaccine that comes through and we're, you know, like I said, at this point, it's uncertain.
When you do those, you hit a couple islands, San Ignacio.
You know, most of the trips are 12 days, and so we leave San Diego, and we'll stop at Isla San Benitos and go down the Pacific side of the peninsula and around the Cape for a day, and then up in the southern Sea of Cortez, and then the trip ends in Cabo San Lucas.
It's pretty neat what you've laid out on the show before with the whale life and the stuff you see going up into the Cortez, you know, the gray whales. But
Laguna San Ignacio, it's a magical place. It really is. Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
Yep.
Do you get many many or any of your fishermen that jump on those trips to see that out? Is it pretty much a different
crowd? There's not a lot of crossover.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a different clientele.
I think it's one of those things that I would bet any one of the fishermen that went on those trips would probably really enjoy it. And I think some of us, I'm sure myself included, you just take it for granted. You take for granted all the cool stuff that we see on fishing trips. You see whales, and you see dolphin, and you see all of those types of things that you take for granted. But when the focus is on that, I bet a lot of people really get to sit back and really.
Yeah, I mean, Baja California is a magical place. There's so much life around that peninsula. It's pretty remarkable. It's one of the best places to view wildlife on the globe.
In the world,
it really is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It'd
yeah.
be so tough for me, though, to be on that kind of a trip, the Baja Peninsula. You already know where I'm going.
Oh, totally.
And not to have a rod and reel, man. Like, yeah. I enjoy wildlife.
Yeah.
Period. Okay, I enjoy
Certainly,
everything.
Yeah.
The experience, you know. It might be a fishing trip, but I'm enjoying everything around it, encompassing. You know, to me, that's a successful trip. But, man, to go on that kind of trip without a rod and reel, it'd be a tough one.
Especially when you see, I'm sure there's got to be times too, Art, when you're on the boat and you run over a school and you think, well, man, if I threw a scoop of bait on that one, I'm sure they'd light up. You know, I'm sure you've seen good fishing opportunities on your way up and down.
Plenty.
That's pretty cool. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey. They're packed up.
Yeah, Rick. Paul calling from Bellflower. Welcome to the show this morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you. Art, when did you purchase the Searcher, and how did you get into the industry? So there's two questions right there.
Wow. First couple friends I made in seventh grade, I think I was 12 or 13 years old, and, they drug me out on the half-day boat, so that started things, and we'd ride our bikes down, and we'd meet the Vagabond. Don Sansom was the captain of the Vagabond, and I'd vacuum his wheelhouse, and he'd give me a couple dollars.
No kidding.
And, and then when summer came around, then we'd, meet the boat during the week, and we'd get to go fishing on the weekends, and we were pinheads, and that started it all. You know, that's back in the 70s. I started operating the Searcher in 1982, and in 1984 entered into a lease purchase deal with Frank Lopresti, and it was one of those things where, I just got handed this 95-foot thing on a silver platter, see what you can do, kid, and got the support from Frank. And
Frank has helped so many in the industry.
And Bill Poole, one of my mentors there. Just in the right place at the right time. It was one of those things, what do I got to lose? I got a little Toyota station wagon, that's it. And so,
that's so cool.
It was just, I'm very, very blessed and grateful to Frank and Bill for everything that they did for me and guided me through the tough times and in the beginning. And so, 1984, so we've been around a while.
And it's cool. Such an iconic, beautiful boat.
It is.
Wooden, just a different ride.
Yeah.
It's
one of the great ones, one of the classics.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's a great call. Appreciate that very much. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, standing by.
All right. Sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom Bluefin and Yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check anzaknives.com for more details, or get your Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
All right. Hey, let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guides, on the line with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Art. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, what's going on out in the ocean right now is nothing but amazing. You can't even believe that it just keeps on rolling along. Look at what's going on. But I got to throw something out there real quick. We just had the biggest money jackpot in the history of the Bisbees, and I wouldn't want to be Wayne Bisbee this morning. He's got to give back all the money. It's a mess. What a mess. Nothing was caught. No qualifiers down here this year. Some of the best fishermen in the world were down here fishing for the biggest jackpot ever, and there wasn't one fish caught that qualified for the
biggest. Yeah,
business.
It wasn't
pretty
one qualifier
wild.
Caught. Lots of fish caught, just none. They, you know, and in that tournament, they set a, you know, they set a pretty significant bar. It's got to be a fish that weighs over 300 pounds because they don't want the, they don't want the take of too many small ones. So lots of fish caught below the mark, but yeah, not not a single qualifier this year.
Pretty amazing, pretty wild. So it was a 125 way tie. So, guys, what's going on up in Southern California? I know Art's been talking about it, Rick, Corey have been talking about it, but it's nothing but amazing. That little triangle area between the Tanner, the Cortez, and the Condom, it is, oh, my God, the quality of bluefin. The bluefin parade going on, it's just like going on a long-range trip down below to the banks or the ridge, going down there getting those big yellowfin, but it's bluefin in your backyard on a day and a half or a three-day. It doesn't matter. They're, it's insane. Like that picture we saw, I know there's plenty of stuff going on, and there's plenty of boats wailing on these big fish, but the one that stands out to me is the tomahawk. That was an amazing picture. I mean, you just go, whoa. That looks like he was down below, but he was out on the Tanner. Pretty amazing fishing right now, and if you look, the weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous all week. They're talking no wind until Friday out there, which is going to be insane. So there's going to be a lot of bluefin caught out there. And then what those guys found last night was a squid on the bank. There's squid on the Tanner. There's a little bit of squid on the Cortez. So that does nothing but bode well for that yellowtail fishing out there. And there's a lot of quality yellowtail coming off the high spots on the Tanner and the Cortez while they're waiting to catch a bluefin, waiting for the tide. But I don't think it matters right now. I've been hearing about fish in the night, in the day, no tide, slack tide. They are just wanting to get on the boats and go home with you. It's pretty amazing. Then that fish down below. I mean, look at what Ryan did yesterday on the San Diego. Again, the guy is on fire. He's insane. Down there by the 425, the 302 to the 425, there's so much fish. Yellowfin, Dorado, Yellowtail. And then if you don't want to go offshore, if you want to go over to Catalina, Gus on the Pursuit yesterday had 50-plus yellowtail at Catalina, plus all the other boats that were over there had fish. The Bonita are all over the place. The coast is calico bass fishing, still pretty decent on the coast, a lot of sorting. But fishing is insane right now, so there's still no reason to not go fishing.
Who wants to go fishing in the fall? It's over by then.
I do. I want to.
That sounds like some great fishing, Dave. Well, a great report. We appreciate that. If somebody wants to keep up on all the how-to videos you make in both lobster fishing and all this big fish fishing, tips on rigging the kite and how you set up a flyer and all those great things, how do we find you on Your Saltwater Guide?
Okay, guys, go to my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You could check out over 280 how-to videos for fishing in Southern California. Every day, Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock, I do a Facebook Live show giving tips on what to do in Southern California that would all lead you right back to my website. And I will be on here next Sunday. Rick, Corey, thanks for letting me be a part of the show. This is a great show, Art. I'm just listening. You're doing a great job as usual, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right, Dave, appreciate that. And if you want to save $20 off of a fishdope.com membership, just use the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $20. Great job, buddy. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking next week. And with that, let's take
all
a quick
right.
one.
Yeah, we're going to be right back. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the Offshore Islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength designed boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at ProMarNets.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a really good time, Rick.
Yeah, this has been great. So much good information. This big fish is just, you can't help but let it get you fired up. You know, I mean, the opportunity to get a big one and just seeing those big fish down at the landing and the feel at nighttime when everybody's going on the day and a half trips and, you know, big fish are getting strung up. It's just it's a really, really fun feeling. And the landing is very electric when the fishing's so good right now. And that's definitely the feeling outside there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, we keep talking about it. They're fish of a lifetime, so it's
pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome that we have the opportunity to do it.
I mean, this is fish for sure. You know, I mean, how many trips you've done down to Clarion and, you know, and all the big fish haunts and the lower banks and all those things. And, you know, I mean, this is fish that just typically we don't have access to. You know, I mean, a lot of fishermen aren't able to get down to a place where you have a shot at catching a 250-pound tuna. We you know, there's a rare time of year and type of trip where that fish is usually available, and for you to be able to go out 100 miles from home on a day and a half trip and have a legitimate shot at that is something pretty special.
You know, something I just flashed on, and was something that Bill and Frank did. You know, I mean, there was the 100-pound club.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a patch, and it was generally a tuna, and it was on a 16-day trip.
Sure.
And there was a big party at the end of the year, 100-pound club party at Bill's house or at Frank's house, of all the anglers that caught a 100-pounder. And now, look at it. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty crazy to think about that, that, you know, that was like a milestone.
Such a huge event that every
person... A milestone back in the 80s. And now, I mean, you can go on a... You can go on a three-quarter day trip and
totally.
Get a 100-pound club patch. You know, that's pretty remarkable, and we're really, really lucky.
Yeah, seeing day-and-a-half and two-day trips coming back with 25 and 30 fish over 100 pounds. This is something pretty darn special.
Yeah, it is.
Well, hey, the phones are packed up. We got a good block of phone calls coming your way. Let's jump into them.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Greg. Greg, home from Paris. Welcome to the show this morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Greg.
Quick question. I got a Shimano 50 wide Tiagra.
Yeah.
And was that too big to bring on a 2.5 or day and a half trip?
No, you have your own kite reel. You know, you have your own kite outfit. Make sure you got the right rod. That's.
Yeah, I got a 770 XXH CalStar.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you could use that for
perfect
flat falling. You could use it for sinker rig, you know, and, you know, you could offer it up if anybody wants to use it as a kite reel for the group. And so, no, it's not too big to bring.
If you asked that question 5 years ago, people would have chuckled and said, yeah, you're never going to need that on your day and a half trip. That thing is
a
great rig to have right now. And Art hit it best about it being a kite rig. There were several of the, you know, day and a half guys that came in, you know, talking about how amazing the fishing was, and that there were windows, exactly, Art, what you described, you know, when you hit that afternoon time and for whatever reason they let their guard down and they go on the bite. And there were several boats that talked about, you know, we have four or five or six kite outfits that are always ready to go, and the fishing was so substantial that they'd have all of them in use, and guys hollering out, okay, we just hooked another one. Anybody that has a 100-pound outfit, get up here. We'll put that thing up on the kite, because even though they had four or five of them, all four or five had big fish hanging on them, and they were looking for ones to go. So having your own kite rig, although for sure not necessity, if you've got it, man, do not leave that thing in the garage, not on a trip like this.
Yeah,
I'm staring at it right now, and it's beautiful, and I'd sure like to go on a searcher.
Right on.
Okay. Well, 2021 schedule is out, so check it out.
Thanks, Greg, for the call very much.
Oh,
you
a
bet.
Good one.
Bye.
For sure, man. I think Greg's in for a good time with that one. Hey, let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Welcome to the show this morning, Hills.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was hoping Captain Ark could comment on two things. One is, like 30 years ago, a tip I got, and I carried them in my tackle box, was lifesavers and rubber bands for the sinker rig. That's I haven't heard anybody or seen that. But the other thing was, when using a sinker rig or flat ball rig, I've heard some advice to fish the wrong side of the boat, which could be like the downwind side of the boat. And if Art could talk about that, because if you are drifting, if you run over your rig, and it seems kind of sketchy to be like under the boat.
Yeah, you know, upwind side is the side that you want to fish on for sure, because you know you're just setting yourself up for disaster fishing the downwind side. You know the boat is drifting over the top of your line, and if you don't get a bite, then you are probably tangled with somebody on the upwind side, you know, somebody that's got a fish hooked and is straight up and down, and then your line is going to tangle that person that is on the upwind side. And, you know, most of the boats, they all have plenty of room. There's plenty of rail space for everybody to fish the upwind side. So, you know, you just spread out and, you know, don't fish the downwind side. It just causes havoc. And, you know, we stress limiting tangles. You know, we can't eliminate tangles, but we can certainly limit them. And so you're just setting yourself up for disaster. And there, you know, there's props and rudders and shafts and that sort of thing if you're fishing back in the stern area. And so it's just not recommended, especially fishing deep with a sinker rig or a flat fall lure. Just
and with the great of fish we're catching, it's you know, amplify. There's big ones, you know, a lot of times make these big giant circles, and it's, you know, you've got enough stuff to deal with on the people on the right side of the boat, and they add it. Those bluefin, too, don't seem to, I mean, it might be how we're catching the skiff, but they don't seem to make like a nice, flat, regular circle like a yellowfin does, too. They're more oblong and up and down and switch directions, and they just, they're not as, they don't seem to be as predictable in the at the end game like maybe a bigger yellowfin does.
Yeah, that's true. It just you're starting off in a tangle, so why put yourself in that position? Just be on the upwind side.
That's it. All right, Hills, appreciate the phone call very
much. What about the Lifesaver rig?
You know, if you're talking about 30 years ago, I don't have any recollection of that.
So
the rubber band thing is something that we use repeatedly nowadays, but I don't recall Lifesavers, but so maybe Rick does.
I do, only because I've heard this story too, you know. Somebody in the shop, oh, this is what you should do, kid, you know, and they would use the Lifesaver, like the candy, like the breath mint, and attach the sinker and the rubber band to the, long story short, when that is in the water and the water would make the candy dissolve and the sinker and rubber band would, so that was on your line and that would carry your bait down to depth and then it would go away and your sinker would fall away clean and now your bait is being fly lined down at whatever depth you were able to get to before it went away. So that was good old theory, but yeah, I think that just cinching that rubber band on there has proven its weight and proven its worth. I don't think I think you can probably, after 30 years, you can probably let the Lifesaver roll eliminate from your box.
And with the rubber band and sinker, you're able to get down to 200 feet, and Art can tell his passengers, hey, I'm metering them at 150 right now. You can wind up a little bit, and you know, you can continue to fish.
Right.
Yeah. Why limit yourself to the...
Yeah, if your Lifesaver melts at 100 feet, then
you're done.
but a good one, Hills. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Let's jump back into it. Talk to Daryl. Daryl, call him from Covina. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Daryl. Good morning.
Good morning, Corey, Rick, and Art. I just wanted to call and tell you thank you very much for the trip on the Pacifica. I was the one that won the trip.
Hey, all right.
And we went out on Monday night. It was a absolute epic trip. There was not a fish caught under 90 pounds. We ended up with 31 total, 4 over 200, and I got my personal best, 180.
Wow. And, congratulations, Daryl.
Yeah, ruined my son-in-law. His first bluefin ever was 207, so
wow.
It was an incredible trip.
Well, I'm so happy to hear
you guys
that.
Enough.
Congratulations. What a deal, Daryl.
How'd you catch your fish, Daryl?
Both on flat falls. When I was asking about the different reels and what have you, I actually caught on my pen 40 fathom and rail rod.
Right on, man.
And it was a 320 or 350 buffalo jig.
Right on, the Nomad Buffalo.
I got the 180 on.
Wow, well, congratulations, exactly. Buddy. That's a fishable lifetime for sure, especially on a flat fall to catch that thing
was.
In the jig and your son-in-law as well. Well, congrats. I'm glad you were able to win the trip, and what a trip to win, man. That's great, and we really appreciate the call and the report, Daryl. That's awesome.
Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Congratulations. Well, another fun text came through. This one says, I'm really enjoying the show. Love hearing Art. I've never been on a long-range trip. What advantages do the searcher bring to a first-time long-ranger?
Well, you know, we provide, you know, day and a half to 4-day trips in the summer. And, you know, we appreciate first-timers that come out. You know, maybe you need loaner gear, and so you're going to get You're going to get one-on-one with one of the crew members, and we take extra special care for people that are beginners because, you know, we want you to come back. We want you to have a positive experience and catch a fish or two. And so, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you're our future, you know. You're a customer that comes out and is a first-timer, and so... Not to say that we don't take care, good care of the guy that's been riding the boat for 30 years, but there's an emphasis on somebody that's been out for the first time. So the crew is going to take extra care of you and make sure that you are rigged up correctly and you have the right outfit and you know what's going on how to pick a bait and all the things that encompass, you know, somebody
there's
that's
a
the
lot
first.
To it.
There's
there
a lot to it.
There
yes,
is.
Exactly.
And a guy that's been coming for 30 years knows how to pick that bait. He knows how to
True.
Make the connections, and he knows how to do all that. And a first-timer needs that help, and it's always awesome when they come forward and let you know. And
Absolutely.
Truly, at the end of the trip, the success of the boat, the success of your crew, Art, is built from the anglers. So
Absolutely.
You want them to succeed, bottom
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's... You know, we've been talking about this for years and years and years that, you know, if you're a first-timer and you're going on whatever boat it is, it doesn't have to be a long-range boat. It can be, you know, a day-and-a-half trip out of Fisherman's Landing, and it's your first time. I mean, you're spending your hard-earned money to go out on one of these trips. So, you know, go up and introduce yourself to the totally. Crew. Hi, my name's Art. This is my first time. Can you make sure that I'm rigged up right? And the crew, you know, you might have three crew members that are going to show you the same thing. And it's so it's important. You know, the crew is your biggest asset, your greatest source of information, because we're out there every day. We know what's happening in real time, so we can pass on all those little tidbits that you know, that need to get passed on. So the crew is key to your success.
And they're going to, it'll make them aware of pointing something out in the moment of, you know, whatever that scenario may be. They see something happening during the trip and they might now know, well, hey, Art's not aware of this. Hey, Art, you know, put the flat fall down. You want to go grab your fly line rod. Like this is,
yep.
you know, this scenario just changed or vice versa. Hey, Art, put
exactly.
a sinker on. There's a few bites and it'll just allow them to help you even better than they would before.
Yeah. And the advantage of going on a little bit longer trip is that you have more fishing time. You know, if you're going on a three-day trip and we're going out 100 miles, then you're probably, you know, maybe you're going to fish a little that first night, and then you have two full days. So, you know, you have more rail time, more time at the rail, more time in the zone. And so going on a longer trip is you have an advantage with that. But by all means, if you're a first-timer, then introduce yourself to the crew.
That's a great tip.
That's a great way to do it. It really
yeah.
is. Just
mm-hmm.
let them know. Absolutely. Hey,
yeah.
we've got a good friend on the line, Rick.
Yeah.
Steve.
Our buddy Steve Pinard from Dana Landing's on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Ricky, Corey, and Art. How are you guys?
We're doing really
morning.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I know John Island called earlier, so I don't want to take a whole bunch of time, but... just wanted to let you know that I was down at the ranch last week and, as always, had an amazing time. As you guys know, one of my favorite spots. But I just, you know, John can tell you about the fishing and everything, but, like, the ranch is exactly the same. I mean, the service, there's everyone is working. You know, I just, it's such a great spot to go. And if anyone has any concerns about the virus or anything like that, just obviously it's the ranch social distances itself, but I just everything was great down there. There's not a lot of crowds. There's not a lot of people. It was super casual, just the standard Baja, you know, experience that we all love down there. So I just wanted to reach out and let everyone know that it's a great spot to go to, especially with the fam.
And the weather this time of the year is just like perfect, right?
It was insane. It was just like, you know, you said, it was like 80s to like low 90s. Just, you know, you want that hot down in Baja, probably so you drink a few more beers, but weather was gorgeous. And, you know, like I said, not a ton of people. It was not a lot of pressure. Fishing was great. So yeah, it was great. It was outstanding.
If you're looking for a spot, if you've been cooped up long enough and you're ready to venture out, it's nice to know that they're taking it serious down there. And like you said, that's the perfect, what a perfect spot for it, because you're off on your own, and it's just you and your fam, and you're able to distance plenty from the other people. It sounded like it was a great trip, Steve.
It was, and that's why I reach out. You know, I was a customer down there. You know, John can't really explain that, but as a fellow customer, I mean, I don't obviously have the concerns others do, but for someone who does, I think any family would feel extremely safe down there. You know, it was great. So that was my quick reach out.
And the airfare is super friendly right now. I mean, it's probably a perfect time to book. And John mentioned
it's not,
got,
but.
It's not.
Jokes aside.
Yeah.
What's going on at Dana Landing right now, Steve?
Same as you. I mean, we're certainly not summer busy, but, you know, far busier than we've ever been in October. Tons of people fishing. I know, like you, we have probably sold triple what we've ever sold in lobster gear. Huge season there. And, you know, I think a lot of this is because so many new fishermen came out during COVID. I think they just, we have, as an industry, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape, because the amount of fishing licenses we sold during COVID, the amount of beginner tackle we sold, the amount of people that bought boats, and you can see it in the lobster hoop nets. I think Ricky, you said the same thing about how much you guys sold. It's just that first time guy who bought his skiff or bought a boat or whatever, it's just like, oh, it's lobster season now. And just buying five nets, and you know, you start going through a lot of gear that way. So I'm sure, like you, just still really, really busy, but like thrilled that so many people are into fishing, and I'm sure it's gonna roll right down to Art and the, you know, the sport boats and the long range boats too.
It took us by surprise, and it's taken us up by surprise how good it still is. You know, on the retail side of things, lobster usually lasts for about a week, and then it really tapers, and we still can't seem to put enough hoop nets on the floor and bait cages on the racks. It's been really fun.
It's crazy, and that means it's good for everybody. It's going to be great. So it's great to have some newbies in.
Well, glad you had such a great trip down there, Steve. Sound like a lot of fun, and like you said, that's a great perspective to have. That's not solicited, nothing else, just from a guy that took his family down there, was safe, and he had a great time. We're sure glad to hear it.
Yep, awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate that very much. Corey, let's try and sneak another one in there.
Well, let's do it. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce in Lemon Grove. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Bruce. He's gone there. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck in Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, all right, question. You said, like, the guy had talked about earlier about setting his drag at 30%, and you said that was kind of light. What do you recommend for setting your drag? And in general, do you think most anglers pull hard enough when they're on a fish?
Well, I think just a little bit, you know, a little bit more than 30%, like 33% is probably, you know, I've always fished a little bit tighter drag because, you know, that's key to, one of the keys to success is making sure that your drag is set correctly for the line class that you have. So that's, and it's not so much about pulling hard, it's more about having your drag set correctly. I mean, you can pull like a son of a gun, but if every time you raise the rod, line goes off your spool, then you're not gaining.
Man, how true is that?
It's all about drag setting, and that especially with these bigger fish, it's key. You got to have the right. I mean, you know, if you want to pull like a son of a gun for an hour and you've gained 20 yards of line, then you know.
Who's
your drag's too loose.
Yeah, right.
The other thing is just like you mentioned for the first timers, is, man, utilize the crew always on that. I think you're so much better off, rather than setting it to what a scale and a percentage and everything else is, just grabbing the crew member and, hey Art or hey Mike, you know, can you, this is 50 pound. What do you think about this amount of drag? And they'll tighten it or loosen it. I mean, I worked in a tackle store for the last 20 years, and I still do that every time I jump on a boat like the Searcher.
Yeah, and you know, halfway through the fight, you know, is it set correctly, you
totally.
Know? And it's one of those things where if that fish is hanging out at 100 feet and you're not gaining anything, well, your drag's too loose.
Yeah, time to bump it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Hey.
Great question.
You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we will have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. A fantastic offer on the Proteus Wind Grip Rod, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. One lucky winner, it's Greg from Paris. Full assortment of Sato crimps, two Swifty Spectra cleaning spools, courtesy of 310 rods, and a 2021 calendar from Bill Varney and CCA. And congratulations, Greg.
That's awesome, man, for sure. Art, I just can't always get over how quickly 2 hours rolls by talking fishing in the searcher. It's such a great time. But, again, unbelievable fishing going on right now. I know the searcher is busy and out every day. Are there opportunities, you know, here or there this year? Are you guys completely out and solely focused on next year? And you said 2021 schedule already out and available.
2021 is available, and I was just looking at my calendar. I got to go down there and check with the boys and see if they're willing to maybe we'll, before Thanksgiving, throw a couple more day and a half trips on there or something like that. My wife is cringing right now, but you know, it's been a great season, and we're really, really lucky to get 2020 in, and 2021 is on the website, searchersportfishing.com. We got YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube and look at all the how-to stuff that we've done this past year. And of course, Instagram and Facebook. And there's some prizes coming up. So stay in touch.
Searchersportfishing.com.
That's right. Or 619-226-2403.
Awesome. Great job, Art. Hey, appreciate you guys. Listen, another great show coming for you next weekend. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and John Connor from the Islander. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.